Welcome back to another episode of the Streetwise English Podcast. I'm your host, Carl. 欢迎回来. So today I'm going to talk about my new favorite app on my iPad. Do you have an iPad? I think this app actually works on an iPhone as well. I'm sorry for all of you Android users out there. I also have an Android, but for my phone. But for my tablet, I have an iPad. So what is the app, you say? What is your new favorite app? Well, my new favorite app is called Freeform, Freeform. And guess how much it costs? It's free. It comes with the iPad, and it might already be on your iPad, and you don't even know it. So Freeform, what is it? Well, it is the ultimate tool, in my humble opinion. In my humble opinion, I-M-H-O, I-M-H-O. That's actually a little acronym that you'll see online, and I did not know what that meant. I was like, what is I-M-H-O? Uh-oh. Sorry about that phone ring, but I'm going to leave that in there. That was the landline. 座机. So I paused the recording and we are back. So I was talking about Freeform app, and it's best used with the iPad and with the Apple Pencil. And so you can write on it, and you can bring in text, and you can bring in photos, and you can, there are a lot of little icons and like shapes of music, dollar bills, airplanes, world maps, little things like that. So you can use those icons as for your little maps, and these mind mapping, that's what it's called, mind map. Have you ever made a mind map? So a mind map is where you organize your thoughts. Instead of writing a list or just plain old text with no visuals, mind maps are kind of like little cells. Like, you know, in biology, you have a cell. So in the center, you have your nucleus. You have the center where all the core material is. And then you have branches that go out in every direction. And so, for example, let's say you wanted to make a mind map about getting fit. And so in the center of your mind map, you'd have fitness. And then you might draw a branch out, and then you list different activities that would help you get fit. So in my case, I have swimming. And then another branch, I have ping pong, because I like playing table tennis. And you get the idea. And then you have different items there. And those are in the form of icons. And so then that's just one little cell, is this fitness mind map. So these are all the different ways that I can accomplish fitness as my goal. And also, it's a good way to generate ideas. Maybe I hadn't thought of something else, but when I see it with the visual reference, I can add an item or a branch to that cell. And so mind mapping's been around a while. It's trended, and I've had friends that have used it. I've never really used it that much, but with this app, I'm going to use it more. And people use it, a lot of students use it when they're studying. So you can put different concepts with a core and then branch out the information. But you draw it, and you have visual references with it. So you could place a photograph or a thumbnail or an illustration next to the word. And yeah, so it works for in school, academics, it works. But what I like it for is idea generation, for creating new ideas and kind of brainstorming. That's a good word, brainstorming. So it's brainstorming, but in a kind of free for all structure with that is good for minds that are kind of scattered and free. So we'll see how it works. But the app is called Freeform, and this is a great way to create a mind map and to organize your thoughts and come up with new ideas with a visual board. And there are all kinds of things you can do besides mind maps on Freeform, but I'm still experimenting. Let me know if any of you guys are using Freeform. Leave me a comment. I'm going to just only publish this podcast on italki. So thank you to all my listeners. I hope that your English is getting better and better every day. And 谢谢各位, 收听, 祝大家周末快乐, have a great weekend, everyone. Today is Friday afternoon in the USA. I don't know where you are. It might already be Saturday when you're listening to this. But thank you for listening. Have a great day and happy Memorial Day. That's next Monday. Adios, amigos. Bye-bye.